Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, today is the first day of fair here in Cass County. Very excited to be welcoming 4-H and FFA members from across the county to the Cass County Fairgrounds this morning as our static exhibit judging gets underway at 9 a.m. We'll have kids coming into the building throughout the day today, bringing a variety of projects from photography to food and nutrition, science and engineering, welding with our bucket of junk, technology, and many, many more. We hope you will stop by when the building opens tomorrow, Thursday, the 26th at 5 p.m., and check out all of the hard work our kids have been doing. Also of note, today at 10 a.m. in the foyer of the community center is the start of our food sale. Any of the kids who bring in baked goods or fruits, vegetables, preserved goods, anything like that, the judges get a sample and then the remainder goes on the food sale. If you're looking for some fresh home baked goods or some fresh garden produce, you can stop by the community center throughout the day today. Keep in mind that as things are added to the sale, they will, of course, be sold, so the variety will be changing throughout the day. Be sure and stop up and see the food sale today in the foyer of the community center. Also going on this evening, our fair wouldn't happen, of course, without the many volunteers, and that includes all of our 4-H and FFA members. All of the youth that are in those programs in Cass County will be here on the fairgrounds tonight at 6 p.m. setting up the fairgrounds, and of course, we thank them for all the hard work that they will put into fair this year, including helping with setup and cleanup of the fairgrounds. Bright and early tomorrow morning, Thursday, livestock begins to arrive here on the fairgrounds. Our swine, rabbits, poultry, meat, goats, horse, sheep, and all the livestock except for beef will join us on the fairgrounds here by the end of the day tomorrow. Again, as I mentioned, open to the public beginning at 5 p.m. Our 4-H exhibits and FFA exhibits up here in the building will be on display. At 7 p.m. in the garden, we will have the Little Miss and Mister contest. At 7:30, we crown our king and queen. At 8 p.m., we have our senior recognition. And at 8:45, join us for a outdoor movie in the outdoor show ring. And we will be showing Coco in partnership with the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department. Early Friday morning, we start our livestock shows. Again, beef comes on the grounds, and our rabbit shows and horse shows start Friday, both at 9 a.m., and the dog show at 11 a.m. For a full list of events throughout the fair, you can find our fair brochure, poster, or schedule posted on the Cass County Extension website. Of course, we'll have copies of those around the fairgrounds throughout the week as well, and we'll be chatting every evening here on KJAN with the fine folks in their fair booth, so be sure and tune in every evening and catch what is going on at the Cass County Fair. Now, a quick news here from the Extension world on storing fresh garden produce properly. As things begin to ripen, many folks are having questions about how to store some of that fresh produce. You maybe heard the old proverb that one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. Although the meaning of the proverb is directed at things other than apples, it's based on the fact for many fruits and vegetables that is true. The storage location and temperature, quality of the product, and what are stored with makes a big difference in how long things will last in storage. This is due primarily to a plant hormone called ethylene, sometimes referred to as the ripening hormone. This colorless, odorless gas that's naturally produced by all plants functions as a plant growth regulator and triggers specific events such as ripening. As fruit ripens, ethylene causes cells to degrade at different rates. Fruit may turn softer and sweeter, leaves may droop on plants, and seeds or buds may sprout. So what does this have to do with the bad apple affecting the whole bunch? Well, some of our high ethylene producing produce items should not be stored with crops that are sensitive to ethylene. For example, if spinach, kale, or broccoli are stored in the same refrigerator bin as apples, those crops will turn yellow and limp in just a couple of days, whereas if they are stored separately, they will last much longer. You also don't store potatoes and onions together because the potatoes emit ethylene, which will cause premature sprouting of the onions. Also, fruit that is damaged will produce more ethylene, causing others to ripen, soften, or spoil faster. So always use the damaged fruit first, or if it's beyond use, discard quickly and don't store with any other unblemished products. Temperature is another factor to consider when storing fruits and vegetables. Cold-sensitive fruits and vegetables lose flavor and moisture at low temperatures, so you should store them on the counter, not in the fridge. Some items you should not refrigerate that are high ethylene producers include avocados, unripe bananas, nectarines, peaches, pears, plums, and tomatoes. You should also never refrigerate potatoes, onions, winter squash, or garlic. For more information, check out the ISU Extension and Outreach publication Harvesting and Storing Vegetables. And of course, that can be found on the Extension store or by stopping here in the Extension office. Speaking of stopping by the Extension office, we hope you'll take a chance to stop in and see us or see the Extension display in the foyer of the community building during fair. The Extension office and community center will be open every day from today through next Wednesday, extended hours for the fair. We hope you'll stop up and see us and learn a little bit more about Extension resources while you are out here at the Cass County Fair, checking out all the hard work that our youth have put into their projects this year. Of course, you can always visit us online for all those schedules and resources. Stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension, and we hope to see you at the fair this week.